News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Brazos Valley Food Bank, is having its annual Feast of Caring Luncheon on Wednesday from 11 until 1:30 at the Brazos Center. An opportunity to visit with Teresa Mangapura of the Food Bank, and the Feast of Caring has hit its 20th anniversary, and it's going to be more than just the serving of beans and rice and sausage and sides.
It's supposed to represent a very simple meal, a modest meal, and possibly what would be considered a feast by some in our community that struggle to put food on the table. And so what the food bank does and its board of directors and volunteers is that we host a luncheon of that feast of beans and rice and such, and it's open to the public and free. The idea of how we raise money is we ask people to make a donation of what they would if they went out to lunch that day or more, if they can. And then that kind of probably the gimmicky part of it is that your food is served to you by different community leaders. So it's a very relaxed atmosphere. The tables are set up so that they're not round, they're long, and so it's picnic style, and so you're sitting definitely next to people possibly you know or don't know. It's very festive. And you get to interact with community leaders wearing an apron, which is always an interesting concept, so you can kind of tease them if you like. But it's all about raising money for the Brazos Valley Food Bank, and this money goes towards just general operating, so the basic money that we need to do what we do, which is get food out to partner agencies that in turn get it to people who need it.
And for those who are not familiar with the operations of the Brazos Valley Food Bank, while it is based in Bryan College Station, the geography of the service area is much greater than that.
Sure. So we say we serve the Brazos Valley, and that doesn't always mean the same thing to everyone. But for us, that's Brazos County, Burleson, Grimes, Madison, Robertson, and Washington. And so it's a pretty large service area. Geographically, our trucks are delivering food as far as an hour away on any given day. And if this food bank, the Brazos Valley Food Bank, did not exist, then food pantries and agencies in this area that feed people would have to rely on the Houston Food Bank, which is much too far. So we're glad to be here.
And some more of the statistics about the number served, the volume that you distribute, that kind of stuff.
Sure. So on a given year, the Brazos Valley Food Bank is distributing about 4 million pounds of food. We feel like that is actually underserving the need. We're going to try this fiscal year to be more like 5 million, and we're also trying to increase the percentage of the food that we distribute that's fresh produce, because we want to give people healthy foods. That's what everybody wants in their lives. So we're going to try to have 30% of that 4 to 5 million pounds of food be produce, which, you know, has some challenges with it as well because it's so perishable, but it's also so good for you. And then as far as the number of people, it always shocks people when I say this, but in a 12-month period, through all of our partner agencies, and there's about 40 in the Brazos Valley, and then the different programs that we do, 50,000 unique individuals are helped at least once with our program. Some are helped more often, but at least once. And then if you break down, you know, who they are, almost half of that 50,000, is children, and over 10% are seniors. So we're talking about some vulnerable people out there who really don't have a lot of say in their situation or the ability to change their situation, and so we're that safety net for them.
Visiting with Teresa Mangapura, the director of the Brazos Valley Food Bank, again, the Feast of Caring taking place on Wednesday, 11 until 1:30 at the Brazos Center, and some special things are going to be done to highlight the 20th anniversary of this Feast of Caring fundraising event.
We are going to have three new things this year. We're going to actually have tip jars near our servers, celebrity servers, so if you've got some change in your pocket, you know, give it to the server that you think slung the beans and rice best. Also, we're going to have what are called change for change jars. So while you're sitting there eating your food, you'll notice there's an empty can on the table, and it'll have a label that says change for change. And if you've got some change in your pocket or your purse and you're willing to unload it, we would take that money as well as a donation for the food bank. And then some of your listeners will know that we are in the middle of trying to raise money for a building expansion, And so there will be a table in the back of the room selling square feet. And so to buy a square foot of our new building costs $75. And so there'll be a sign that has the building and actual square feet that you can buy, and it's hard for me to explain it, but it's going to be a great visual.
That's a perfect segue back to what you were talking about before in the food bank's goal of increasing the percentage of fresh food, because I know that's one of the things that this building expansion is going to allow.
Absolutely. So right now we're doing what you call cross-docking. That fresh produce is coming in from our various sources, and we don't really have anywhere to store it safely, so we're putting it right into our refrigerated trucks and getting it out to places, and they're getting it into their refrigerators and freezers. And while that's working for us now, it's difficult at times. The new design will increase our fresh and frozen storage space by 5 times, so we will not have that issue any longer when we have our new building.
How's the challenge being met of finding all the product that you want to distribute?
You know, that is not as big of a challenge as I thought it was going to be because of the relationship that we have with the Houston Food Bank. The Houston Food Bank is the affiliate directly with Feeding America, and we are called a partner distribution organization of the Houston Food Bank. And our partner happens to be the largest food bank in the country as far as their storage capacity and the distributed pounds. They have a lot of food that they can give to us, and they give us as much as they can. Right now, the bottleneck is us and our ability to get it through. So I do not worry about the food supply because of the relationship that we have with them.
In fact, you'd like to get to the point where you do have to worry about the supply, but before you get there, you've got to increase the capacity to be able to turn it around.
That's exactly correct. And I think our new design will do that, and when we get there, it's going to be fantastic. And for now, we're making do, and Houston Food Bank, like I said, is a great partner and has really helped us with the vision of how we can expand and help more in the Brazos Valley, and we'll get there.
And while we've talked about Feast of Caring, we've touched a little bit about the building campaign, I always want to also have you talk about volunteer opportunities.
Absolutely. And I think they're already starting to fill up. The groups that come to us every year that help out, certain churches, certain Texas A&M groups, the schools are already, you know, deciding to set up their times to volunteer with us. What volunteers do with us can range from sorting the donations that come in from the public to helping us go through product that we've picked up through the retail pickup programs that we have with all the grocery stores to. What most people like to do is helping us put together the backpacks for kids and the senior bags for seniors and family boxes, and that's kind of an assembly line process. If you have a group that would like to volunteer with the food bank, it's important to call as soon as you think you have some dates in mind because they do fill up, especially if you're interested in a Saturday. Those fill up pretty fast. But we're always looking for volunteers during the day, during the week. And then, you know, starting the fall, we'll start having some evening hours as well because we want to be cognizant of the fact that people work and are busy during the day and can't always be here during the day when we're here and utilizing the service opportunities that are out there and the people out there that want to give, making sure that we have opportunities for them.
Have I missed anything?
I guess the only thing I would add is, you know, if you cannot attend the Feast of Caring, we certainly can still take a donation for the feast or just a donation in general. And our website makes it pretty easy to donate online. That's www.bvfb.org. Mailing in a check is also a possibility as well. And that our P.O. Box is the safest way to do that. And that's P.O. Box 74, Bryan, Texas 77806. And if someone wants to volunteer, give us a call and ask for Gina. She's the person that works with our volunteers.
Thanks again to Teresa Mangapora, the Brazos Valley Food Bank, for the update, not only the organization in general, but what's coming up this Wednesday, 11 until 1:30. You have your lunch plan set by going to the Brazos Center for the 20th Feast of Caring. That website for the food bank is BVFB, as in Brazos Valley Food Bank, .org. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.